USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House issued new guidance to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Wednesday, instructing them to refrain from deporting immigrants who were the victims of a crime. In a statement, Acting ICE Director Ty Johnson said the move was made to encourage immigrants living illegally in the country to contact law enforcement to assist in criminal investigations. The policy change is part of a continuing policy from the Biden administration for the agency to prioritize who it arrests and deports. In February, agents were directed to focus efforts on arresting recent border crossers and those deemed threats to national security. And the FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the CDC. About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised and may have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. It's back to school season, and according to new research conducted by one poll for Office Depot, 3/4 of America's teachers are more worried than ever over how prepared their students will be for school this fall. This survey of both parents of school-age children and K-12 teachers found anxiety is higher than it's ever been. However, 79% of today's parents say having the right supplies will help their child feel confident when they return to school. That's why Office Depot is committed to making going back to school as easy as ever. Save up to 55% off their best-selling school supplies in-store and online through Saturday, September 25th. Teachers can enroll in Office Depot's rewards program for even more discounts. Plus, there are weekly online deals at OfficeDepot.com every week until Saturday, September 4th. Shopping for everyone is more flexible this year with 30-minute in-store and curbside pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services. Visit Office Depot online or in-store today.
As the Taliban continue to make battlefield advances in Afghanistan, there is growing concern for the safety of the Americans at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. John Clemens reports.
The terrorists now control or are threatening 11 provincial capitals in Afghanistan. It's been estimated the Taliban now control 65% of the war-torn country. So how long will it be before the U.S. Embassy in Kabul falls?
What we have been doing, as we do for every diplomatic post in a challenging security environment, is to evaluate threats daily and to determine what the staffing posture that is in the best interests for those serving at the embassy and how we might be able to continue to keep them safe.
That is State Department spokesman Ned Price. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New data from the CDC shows that the average pace of first doses of COVID vaccine being administered in the U.S. has nearly doubled from last month. The country was averaging more than 441,000 first doses a day on August 5th, up from about 226,000 on July 5th. Emergency room physician Dr. Anand Swaminathan tells CBS News that the reasons for the increase are more than just the spread of the Delta variant.
I think there are a couple of things going on here that are important. I think one is that people are really scared, as this is really touching their personal lives, seeing friends and colleagues that are getting sick. They are being pushed to make sure they get vaccinated. And that's not the way that we want things to happen. We really want people to learn from others' experiences and push that rate higher. But I'm glad that we're seeing increased vaccinations. I feel like we could have seen this a lot earlier if all of that disinformation wasn't out there. And we're having to combat that disinformation every day. We're getting better at it. And I think that's helping to push rates higher as we're really getting in touch with people a little bit closer to home and really helping them to understand why it's so important to get vaccinated right now.
And Tropical Storm Fred has made landfall in the Dominican Republic and is expected to take aim at Florida by the end of the week. The storm brought heavy rains and strong winds to the island as it made landfall and weakened back into a tropical depression. Forecasters expect it to re-strengthen slowly into a tropical storm once it moves back over water Thursday evening. Current tracks show the storm bringing several inches of rain and high winds to south and western Florida on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.